and use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's my thing. We're talking about ground combat, nose to nose with the bad guys, living in the mud, no hygiene, and no TV. How many of you would volunteer to live like that?
I've lived like that. I've lived out there with the guys, and I would do it. It's about the job.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Another hour of controversy, comment, input, the talk radio world, talk television, the front lines, and women in combat units. That's the focus here. Retired Lieutenant Frank Peterson, you just heard, along with helicopter pilot Tammy Duckworth. They were on a panel debating this whole issue of women serving in frontline combat units. What are your thoughts about this? As you listen to some of the input, you may not have heard some of this info, and you may want to express yourself. You'll be certainly welcome to do that later on in this hour at 800-510-8255. Women, who make up about 14% of the armed forces now, may finally be permitted to serve fully in all combat units. That's according to this panel, the commission suggesting women be allowed to serve in frontline opportunities. The latest move is being recommended by the Military Leadership Diversity Commission, which was established by Congress a couple of years ago. Opponents of putting women in combat question whether they have the necessary strength and stamina. They obviously haven't been around some of the women that I've been around. There are plenty of strong women around, plenty of women who are just as capable as men at doing some of not, if not all of these tasks, certainly most of them. They also have said the inclusion of women in infantry and other combat units might harm unit cohesion. That argument's been used before, and it was used on gays, remember? Regarding gays in the military, they warn Americans will not tolerate large numbers of women coming home in body bags. Well, we'll find out about that as we search all of the stories around. Here's reporter Peter Ducey with more on the explicit findings of this panel.
Women should be allowed to serve on the front lines, according to this military advisory panel, because keeping them away is discriminatory, they say, the same way keeping openly gay men and women out of the service is. The commission that put out this report is made up of retired and current military officials, and they say since women have the physical and mental ability to serve on the front lines, they should be allowed to if they want. But not everyone is sold, and some experts point out that lives could be at risk if the chemistry of a unit is altered.
The issue is unit cohesion. These are psychologically, emotionally, socially, very physically intense units with lots of intimacy to them. That is the reality of it. And cohesion is the glue that keeps that unit together and helps it to perform effectively. If you break down that glue and that cohesion, the unit will not perform as well, and it will be at risk in combat.
According to the Pentagon, as of January 3rd, 110 women have been killed in Iraq, and 24 have been killed in Afghanistan. And even though many more men have lost their lives, the Military Leadership Diversity Commission will report to Congress that if females are willing to sacrifice themselves, then they should be allowed to serve wherever they want, and they will have many more career opportunities as a result.
Let's look around here, or let's more importantly listen around, because this is a radio program, to host Greg Jarrett speaking with retired Major General Bob Scales. He has two daughters in the armed forces right now.
Give us your reaction to this, and importantly, your daughters.
That's a great question, Greg. I polled them both over the last few days, and they're very skeptical. Look, both my daughters served in combat divisions. They're both paratroopers. They were both battalion commanders of their ROTC detachments. They were great soldiers. But they understand, I think, like most serving military understand, that there's a difference between serving in the military generally and serving in what are called close combat units. These are the units that historically have done something like 80% of the killing and dying in combat. These are the branches like infantry, special forces, and armor that go out every day with the mission of closing with and destroying the enemy. And there's a difference between the other 90% of the military who are in combat and combat support units and those soldiers and Marines who are in these close combat units. And I think they're skeptical about the purpose and the value of doing this, as am I, Greg.
This new report, I took a look at it, said there's little evidence that integrating women into previously closed units or military occupations has damaged cohesion or had other ill effects. And then it says that there's a previous independent report, General, that suggests that women serving in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, quote, had a positive impact. What's your reaction to that?
Well, both those reports are wrong. They simply don't understand the nature and character of close combat. You know, in the military, we have a phenomenon called the Band of Brothers effect. And the effectiveness of units in places, particularly in Afghanistan, is determined by the degree of buddy cohesion, small unit cohesion in these 10, 12 man units. And the bottom line, Greg, is nobody knows. The evidence is not there. I've studied this for the last three decades, and I'll tell you that the body of knowledge about what comprises that glue that makes up effectiveness at the small unit level is simply unknown. And for these two reports to say the evidence shows that it'll have no effect are just simply untrue. And remember, in Afghanistan, the average infantryman's load is 110 to 120 pounds in 120-degree heat at 11,000 feet in the Hindu Kush. That's a different set of parameters that go into light infantry and special forces units that go into other types of units in Iraq and Afghanistan. And what this report has done is sort of bundle all those together to make some generic statement about the ability of women to fight in these units. And the bottom line is simply this, Greg. Right now, the evidence is not there. Nobody knows. And to rush into something like this, in my opinion, could damage cohesion.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit uso.org.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we focus on whether women ought to be in the frontline units, here is Talko's John McConnell explaining why he does not support the idea of putting women out in front.
So I got to tell you, my first inclination is to say no. My first inclination is to say no, and it's strictly because, I mean, I understand what the argument is combat operations lead to higher, faster promotions, and they want to have that. I think they should consider, let me put it like this. My dad was a fighter pilot in World War II, was a flight instructor, and they employed a lot of women to learn fighter techniques, but frankly, they only employed them as like towing of targets and transporting planes from one area to another, you know, ferrying planes and things like that. When you got to like the big planes too, the B-52s and such, B-17s, the B-29s, they still had a lot of cables. That was all still cable driven. They didn't have the hydraulics like they have today, and it still required a fair amount of strength to do this kind of work. They're now though in a situation where you don't need massive. It's all hydraulics. Nobody could pull those things. The planes are getting so big, they're so fast. And women are already in basically frontline combat units. They are driving tanks. They are in vehicles. They are in helicopters. They are flying attack aircraft. But they're talking about foot slogging, carrying, 60 to 80 pounds on your back, jumping out of an armored personnel carrier and running to the front lines. I don't know. My first inclination is to say no.
800-510-8255 joins us on the countdown, or you can send an email to Doug at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN, DougStephan.com. We're talking about women and whether or not they ought to be out in front, the combat units, women, whether they're big enough and strong enough. I remember, was it G.I. Jane, a movie, or it was the one with Demi Moore when she went through everything and did an extraordinary job. There are plenty of women who have what it takes to do this. These arguments are sexist, if I do say so myself. Coming up next on the countdown from NPR, Renee Montagna and Rachel Martin discussing the many hurdles that still remain even before women get to be on the front lines in combat.
First of all, Rachel, what does this combat exclusion policy for women say?
Well, it's a Pentagon rule that says the hundreds of thousands of women currently serving in the military cannot explicitly be assigned to combat units. That's things like artillery or infantry units. They can be attached to support these units, which can be dangerous in and of itself, actually, but they can't be officially assigned to them.
And tell us what the commission is looking into.
Well, this is a congressionally appointed commission. It's made up of high-ranking retired and active-duty military officers, and they were ordered by Congress to think about how to make the force more diverse and to increase recruitment. And part of that was debating the role of women in the military and thinking about whether or not to roll back this combat exclusion policy.
Now, women, you might think, traditionally women haven't been in combat units because the thought is they don't belong there, and it maybe be hard for men serving alongside them in combat situations. So why is the commission expected to recommend that the policy be changed?
Well, there are several big issues here. A major one is the issue of promotion, because the quickest and most direct way, Renee, to rise through the ranks is to be in these top positions is by getting combat assignments. But women can't get those jobs, so it can end up limiting their promotion opportunities. Another big issue is that the policy doesn't reflect what's already happening in a war where, as you mentioned, the front lines are really blurred and women are already in combat. And there are other issues that have been really controversial. The issue of recruitment, some say it'll increase recruitment of women. Others say it'll actually deter women from joining if they have the option of going into combat. There's also the issue of retention. If you open up these jobs to women, will they stay in them? What if they get pregnant and they can't deploy? And finally, the issue of unit cohesion. Well, having women in these intense fighting situations undermine morale in some way.
And that was a big argument with Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Exactly. We heard that a lot. And several members of the commission actually referenced that debate over Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They say since those arguments have now been put to rest, that it's been determined that letting openly gay people serve won't damage unit cohesion, that to make that same argument about women just doesn't hold water.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Calm.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show now reporting to you on the report of this commission. Don't you find it interesting how many commissions we have, men and women who are in service to our country, being examined by other men and women who are in service to our country? This commission, we had 2 or 3 recently, the one on what to do with the deficit and what to do about gays in the military. Okay, so this has some of the same trappings of the discussion on gays, because the arguments being used to keep women out of the front lines are the same as was used to keep gays out of the front line. Do you buy the warnings? Here's Talk host Tommy Tucker speaking with military expert Jeff McCausland. McCausland wondering out loud if fewer women will enlist into the armed forces. If they know, they'll end up out in front with a gun.
What happened exactly yesterday, Colonel? Who recommended what?
Well, there's a panel that's been reviewing this, and they came with a recommendation which they forwarded to the Secretary of Defense, in which they argue that we should make this change and allow women to serve in combat arms. Having said that, you know, as you said at the top, women have served in combat and are serving in combat, as you and I are talking, for quite some time in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They have been thrust into combat. We have seen women casualties. Probably 500 or more women have been killed in combat since the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have, in fact, begun. So now we're talking about only combat arms in the 3 places in the Army and the Marine Corps where they're not allowed to serve is in the infantry, the armor, and the field artillery, as well, of course, as special operations. You know, the Navy just made a major change with women within the last few months, and that is to allow women to serve on submarines, which heretofore they had not been allowed to do so.
But you do. Do you have women in naval air, marine air, and air force? Do they fly combat sorties now or not?
They absolutely, certainly do fly combat sorties and do it all the time.
So in essence, they're in combat now.
Yeah, they're well. And furthermore, I mean, let's understand we're in a counterinsurgency war. I mean, I flew out of Baghdad one time, and on a C-130. And sadly, we were taking 2 caskets of 2 fallen soldiers on board that aircraft back to Kuwait on their way home. One of those was a dead male GI and one was a dead female GI. That was a coincidence. But women serving in quartermaster, military police, signal, engineers, et cetera, which they do every day, are certainly thrust into combat missions as they're delivering supplies, in a counterinsurgency environment, providing military police support, providing signal, combat engineers, all those things, as well as flying combat aviation.
What happens now in other countries, Colonel? Do a lot of other countries allow women to serve in infantry functions, in field combat operations, or not?
I think in general, if we look around the world, those militaries that are most similar to ours, that is not the case. Certainly in the Israeli military, I think they allow women in those particular units. So I think in some cases they're actually, female units only. There also is the question, of course, deploying them into special operations units such as Delta Force, Rangers, stuff like that, which would be, I think, a little bit difficult. And last but not least, we have to keep in mind that ours is a volunteer military. So even if this change is made, it seems to me an open question how many females will actually see enlisting for the infantry, the armor, or the artillery.
What would be difficult about the special forces deployment?
Well, special
females?
Forces, Rangers, and Delta, due to the fact that they deploy for long periods of time, very, very small units, obviously it's extremely physical. Not to say women can't do that in general. I saw this when I taught at the Military Academy at West Point, and there have been adjustments to the physical standards. Women in general, physiologically, actually can have greater endurance than men. They can go longer periods of time without sleep and the like. They cannot, though, necessarily develop the upper body strength that a man can if you work hard at it. That's a physiological difference, and some of these particular assignments may require a lot of upper body strength. But again, as we do with special operations, there's, a physical fitness test to join the military. Everybody has to take a physical fitness test twice a year to maintain standards. But for entry into special ops, there's a higher standard of physical fitness that one has to attain on the test. Something like that might have to be implemented to ensure that we do have soldiers of whatever sex that can perform the tasks required.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Leg.
Now 33 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this issue that has a lot of people flapping in the breeze. Some people know what they're talking about. Some people don't. It's usual bill of fare when it comes to listening to people talk about important issues. Some really know what's what. And there's an emotion to this, of course, because the traditionalists don't like the women in the front line. They don't like the women in the combat unit. They don't like the women in the services at all, period, end of story. So now, where do we go? We're listening to radio people. Mike McConnell, our talk show host in Chicago, explains his opposition to women being in the frontline circumstances.
The problem I have with this is not that I don't think women can do the job. It's that I think we are naturally wired for men to want to take care of women. That if a woman finds herself in a precarious situation, a dangerous situation, that men would likely do something to help save her that they wouldn't necessarily do for another man. You know, he's out there, he's in trouble, I'll get to him. And back to focusing on the mission and focusing on what you're going to do. It's not paternalistic. I'm not saying, we are just naturally wired this way. We just are. If that's a woman over there and she's down, her leg's bleeding, her whatever, and she's writhing in pain, there's something about men that they would probably risk themselves to an unnecessary degree to go help her. And that's why I don't like it. And, you know, who knows what future ground wars are going to be like, just how much of this give and take there's going to be in a military situation. But, no, I couldn't disagree more with this. They examined several key questions, among them the issue of promotion. What's that got to do with it? The quickest, most direct way to rise through the ranks in the military is to succeed in a combat-related assignment. And because women can't get those jobs, the commission concluded the policy ends up limiting their promotion opportunities. So what, we have to get people killed in the name of affirmative action? Moving somebody up the ladder a little bit faster? Those who support changing the policy also point to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, where it can be difficult to distinguish between combat and non-combat positions. In a meeting last September, commission members questioned a number of military women about their experiences, and they pointed out what they liked or didn't like about this. So they retired Marine Lieutenant Frank Peterson. Here's my problem. We're talking about ground combat, nose-to-nose with bad guys, living in mud, eating what's on your back, no hygiene, no TV. How many of you have seen how infantrymen, ground troopers, live, and how many of you would volunteer to live like that? Then Sammy Duckworth, former helicopter pilot who lost both her legs in Iraq and is now second in charge at the Department of Veterans, said, I've lived like that. I've lived out there. I'd do it in a minute for the honor of being able to serve next to some of the greatest folks who've ever I've ever been able to serve next to. It's about the job. Women are doing that right now. You know, it's not just about you. Not about you because it's what you want to do and whether you want to get promoted. It's whether or not it makes it more dangerous for somebody else. And I just believe in my gut it absolutely does.
All right, so there's Mike McConnell with his feeling. In his gut, he thinks that it's not the right thing to do. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. This year, the military finding itself in the middle of another debate over what really is social policy. The debate last year, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. This is a focus on women in combat. As part of a draft report on diversity, the Military Advisory Leadership Diversity Commission, I love these government, don't you love these government the euphemisms, all right, the Military Leadership Diversity Commission, issuing the recommendation to eliminate the restrictions on women serving in combat units. Department of Defense and the services, according to the report, quote, to eliminate the combat exclusion policies for women, including the removal of barriers and inconsistencies, to create a level playing field for all qualified service members. Much like the wrangling over the pros and cons of allowing gays to serve openly in uniform, both sides here have their argument as to why this is a good or not such a good plan. Kingsley Brown, who's a legal scholar, author of Co-Ed Combat, The New Evidence That Women Ought Not Fight in Nations' Wars, told a person who's interviewing him that it all boils down to biology. Men and women are different. In wars, we're carrying hundreds of pounds, and on the back is commonplace. Women are not equipped to handle the physical and emotional strains of combat. I don't agree with that at all. I think there are plenty of women who are physically and emotionally able to do this. The report goes on and reads, there are several different categories of problems. The obvious one, and in a sense of the easiest one to overcome, is the physical difference between men and women. Men are considered stronger, but that's the key word there, considered. There are plenty. Look at some of the women that you see in sports, the athletics, the women who are able to compete with men in any number of areas. Navy Captain Lori Manning, director of the Women in the Military Project, says that women ought to be able to serve in any capacity. The operative word for her is qualified. There are women who have endurance physically, mentally. They are ready. For those who say sex differences can become obsolete with gender neuter qualification tests, Elaine Donnelly, founder and president of the Center for Military Readiness, says, not so fast. Standards have been diluted to meet desired outcomes. Well, it goes on and on and on and on. So let us go on in a moment. We start taking your calls. So we're ready for you. If you're ready for us, 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. In this hour, we're talking about women in combat, good idea or not. Looking at some more of the quotes from various people on various sides of this issue. Combat really is a different kind of environment. One of the staples of combat literature is you never know who's going to be a good soldier until the shooting starts. We know because of the psychological, physiological sex differences, men are more likely to adjust than women in combat. Obviously, I haven't seen some of the women in the mixed martial arts challenges. Jay, you're in Lexington, Kentucky, and you're also on the countdown. What a great combination. What do you think of all of this discussion?
First off, morning, sir. Well, I don't personally, I don't think they should be in that position. First of all, the physical standpoint, I mean, if the women were equal to men physically, there'd be more in the NFL.
You've never seen, well, but there are more women in the NFL. The men in the service, I was yesterday I was in El Paso, where Fort Bliss is. I was in a hotel, and in the lobby of the hotel are about 40, 45 men in uniform. And they were all sizes and shapes. As the women become, in some circumstances, much more physically aware, the physical prowess of some women equal or greater than men. Looking in that crowd of 40-some-odd soldiers, I'd say there are plenty of women I know who would be just as big, just as strong, just as able to do what they might in the circumstances that we're describing.
Now, you're also talking about 18-, 19-year-old men, barely out of teenage years, anything to divert their attention just momentarily is a risk to their own lives. Women also have menstrual cycles, yeah. And there's bathroom issues. It's not like, there's also possibilities of infections. Being in foxholes and laying in mud, stuff like that, where a guy don't have necessarily things to worry about like that. Yeah. It's just all part of little things that could cause bigger problems down the line. I mean, I personally, I wouldn't have any problem with them serving and fighting, I've got no quarrel about that. It's just long deployments, like I said, menstrual cycles, infection possibilities, possibilities of rape if captured, things of that nature. Whereas bathroom time, guys can kind of just whip it out and go, and women have to actually bring it down past the knees, which takes time and can cause them to have to put their weapon down. So just small issues like that is things that I'm concerned of.
I got it. Thank you for the call, sir. 800-510-8255, some of the traditional reasons why this doesn't work. So what about in countries like Israel where women serve in combat positions and there haven't been any problems that I know of? Anybody know anybody, or perhaps there are women listening right now? We have people listening not only around the country on hundreds of radio stations, but women listening online at DougStephan.com. People in countries, Israel is a place, and there are other countries as well that have women and men in there's no sexual preference one way or another. Frankly, as that gentleman was suggesting, 18, 19-year-old guys are kids. They are, and that's one of my objections to having 18 and 19-year-olds, because their judgment's not as good. You put them out, they become cannon fodder. Perhaps more maturity would be a good thing. And women, it's proven that women at that age are much more mature psychologically than men are. They are more mature in many different ways. The average 18, 19-year-old man is a kid, a boy, and the average 18, 19-year-old woman is not. There is about 7 years difference in the maturation rate of men and women. So that's something to consider as well, perhaps. 800-510-8255. Phil, you're in California, and you say no problem if...
Yeah, good morning. How are you? I really think that as long as they can pass exactly the same physical things that the men can, and they can do the same physical things, they should be allowed to serve right on the battlefront. If there's two different physical requirements, I don't think it's fair. I think that they have to be able to be as strong and capable as anybody else on the battlefield. Well, I think it's politically correct now to allow women on the battlefield. I think it becomes less of a problem as we become more advanced in how our battles are fought.
800-510-8255. All right, here's Donald in Virginia with an A.
Yeah, good morning. My observation on this is, have you ever seen the movie Saving Private Ryan? In the first 30 minutes of that program, they have a scene which shows them hitting the beaches of Normandy. And I would ask yourself, what do you think would have happened if that would have been a boat full of women? My own personal opinion, with the way that the women are socialized and raised, I'm not certain the outcome would have been the same. It's just my observation. The socialization of women in this country as a whole, I'm not sure that they are meant for that role. That's my own personal opinion, not to have them in combat units.
We want your personal opinion. That's what this is all about. 800-510-8255. Linda's listening in Kingman, Arizona. Are you listening to the Las Vegas station or Lake Havasu, Linda?
The Bullhead City one. I don't know which one that is.
All right. Well, now, Bullhead's closer to you than Lake Havasu. So what do you think? Are you would you be interested in being in the service as all of these descriptions fly? Are you physically able to, or do you know women who are physically, emotionally interested and able to do what some of the men here are saying they can't do?
I'm absolutely opposed to women being on the front lines for all of the very good reasons that have already been given. They have menstrual periods. You're going to have a little tampon changing stations. To say that we, and I'm an old woman now, but I've always been very strong, and I could not even compete with men, believe me. You said you were in El Paso at Fort Bliss and the martial arts women. Not every woman that would go in would be a martial arts expert. And no, I don't think martial arts are what we need on the front lines anyway, but absolutely
no,
not.
No, the reason that different. I, let me clarify that. The reason I said that is because those women are physically capable. They are examples of women who can do things that are similar in physical, as far as physical endurance, to what men can do.
That's
why
sorry, Doug, I'm a woman, and there's no woman on earth that can equal the strength of a man. That's the way God made us. Men can't have babies, and women aren't physically as strong as men. No,
I
they
disagree
have,
with that.
Why would you want a woman on the front lines in the first place?
I don't. It's not about what I want. I'm just telling you that this is what's going on here because it's been done in other countries successfully.
Well, it hasn't been done in other countries. So on your own station, I just heard that it has not been done in other countries. You talk about the Israelis, but they have the women all in one unit, and for all of the reasons, men can pull it out and pee, women can't. I mean, this will cause people to die. No, there are plenty of things women can do in the military and are already doing that are dangerous jobs.
All right, thank you for the call. 800-510-TALK as we continue.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Remember, now, as I listen and I'm chuckling because what is the old business about don't shoot the messenger? I'm giving you input. Yeah, some of it may be colored a little by what I'm thinking, but most of what I'm saying is parroted by people who have argued this much more consistently and intelligently than can I, as is the case with the many of the discussions we have on the countdown. What I have in front of me and what my experience is not military. I will tell you right up front that I haven't had a uniform on. Came pretty close a couple of times, but for whatever the reason, it didn't work. So I don't have that experience. The other side of it is, though, I do have experience I've seen plenty of women who have just as much physical strength and agility and whatever. I mean, you can make the arguments about combat and women who are having their period and that kind of stuff. I'm not going to argue that because I don't know. I'd sound foolish arguing it. There are a few countries that do allow women in combat roles. Germany is one. Canada is another. Denmark, Norway. So we're talking about the U.S. military here and whether or not women ought to serve in combat roles. They're on combat ships now. I think we just didn't get allowed on submarines. It seems to me that's something that has changed. You know what? You can fuss and fight about this, but sooner or later it's going to happen. It may be resistance, but I'm telling you, whether you like it or you don't like it, it's going to happen. Will is in Camp Lejeune. I probably don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure out where you are on this, Will, but please go ahead. Hello. Okay, he's not there. Hello.
Hello.
800. For you. 800, you have your radio on, sir, and that's the problem. 800-510-8255. Erica in South Carolina. You're in active duty, I understand.
Good morning. I totally disagree with the fact that women want to serve on the front lines. I'm actively on active duty right now. I do not believe that that we are equal. We can't do some of the things that men do. Now, yes, we are strong and we're quite capable of doing several things. However, when it comes to the fighting piece, some women swear that they can do it, but I do not agree with putting women on the front line. Some of the things that I've seen that has happened in the years that I've been in, it affects people, I mean, very, very differently. I mean, you don't see millions of women going out hunting. You know, some of them do, and they just want to, you know, prove that they're just as tough as guys. But why do we have to prove that? I mean, it shouldn't have to be that you have to live up to the standard of, you know, what the guys do. And that's just my opinion. I believe that, yes, if you can serve in the military, you have a lot of people who are not comfortable with who they are, and therefore they want to say, hey, I'm just as tough as a guy. And you may be mentally, and you may be physically, but there are certain aspects of that that is just totally different. We're made different. And most men are stronger than women, and that's not, you know, something that I made up. It's the reality.
800-510-8255. I think that reality is changing. Israeli women are the only ones in the world required to serve in the country's army. The other countries that I enumerated have a volunteer army, and there's a difference, certainly. The early years, women given jobs as secretaries and clerks. The door to combat units opened by a Supreme Court ruling, you may remember. A couple of them, actually. One in 1995 and one in 2000. Most elite units are, until now at least, off limits. So let's find out what Penny in Texas has to say about all of this. Penny, your thoughts. Penny, for your thoughts, please.
I am so glad you're taking my call because it's so disgraceful to me. I am a religious woman. When you look at history and all the fighting, it was Roman and all men, no women. We were put here to bear children and raise them up the right way. Here now we have so much right in America and everywhere else want right. Okay, the right is fine. We need to have respect for everybody. But we were here to bear children, not fight wars. And wars are not for women to fight. I do not believe, it gets me excited, I do not believe that a woman is stronger as a man and they have to carry these big bulks of things on their shoulders and all of this. We barely can bring a child into the world. What are we going to fight in wars that facing us with guns and stuff? I don't think it's fair. Okay. I do believe there's a role in there for women. And that's the part that I would like to get to. And that is behind the desk, on the telephone, and doing the computer line things, all of that is worthwhile for a woman. But to bear arms on a foreign country or whatever, to shoot ammunition and bombs and things flying over, you never know what you're going to do. I don't care how good you're trained for it, you will panic.
All right.